Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're unpacking some significant stories shaping the ad tech landscape. A US federal judge has ruled that AI firm Anthropic's use of copyrighted books to train its Claude AI model qualifies as fair use. This is a significant win for tech companies relying on publicly available data. However, the ruling wasn't entirely in Anthropic's favor. The judge also found that storing over 7 million pirated books in a central library was not fair use and infringed copyrights. A trial is set for December to assess damages, potentially up to $150,000 per work. Anthropic welcomed the court's recognition of their training methods as transformative. Next, in Japan, Dentsu Group and six other firms face fines of a combined total equivalent to £18 million from the Japan Fair Trade Commission. They were penalized for bid-rigging contracts related to the Tokyo 2020 Olympic and Paralympic Games, with collusion starting as early as April 2018. Interestingly, ADK Marketing Solutions, also implicated, avoided a fine by self-reporting its involvement prior to the investigation. A clear message on regulatory compliance. Finally, new data from the IPA 2025 Touchpoints report reveals a milestone in UK media consumption. For the first time, mobile usage has officially surpassed traditional TV viewing among UK adults. The average British adult now spends 3 hours and 21 minutes daily on their mobile phones, just edging out the 3 hours and 16 minutes spent on traditional TV sets. This shift is particularly pronounced in younger demographics, with 15 to 24-year-olds spending nearly 5 hours a day on mobile, while older generations, aged 65-74, still largely prefer TV. As IPA's Deputy Research Director Dan Flynn stated, "This highlights how deeply mobile phones are embedded in our daily lives." And that's a wrap for today's Mad Tech Daily. Join us tomorrow for more media and ad tech updates.